Andrew Jones joins us again, the CEO of Cricket New South Wales. And I don't know how everyone's holding up, Andrew, but we've sort of got to fulfil.
Yeah, look, it's been a very, very tough few days. There's no two ways about it. Excuse the background noise. Yeah, it's been a devastating week. I guess, as you say, there have been people and players coming from all over Australia to just get together and be together and pay their respects to Phil. I would say they're at different stages of the process. Some of the guys have known for a few days that it wasn't looking good, and some have only found out sort of in the last 24 hours. So everybody's a bit all over the map in terms of how they're feeling and when they're feeling it and with what intensity. But, yeah, the bottom line is everybody's, you know, very upset and very drained, and it's a dreadful, dreadful situation. There's no good bit other than, you know, a lot of people coming together.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. Exactly. We chatted with Stuart Clarke early this morning, who spent some time with Sean Abbott last night. And obviously, Andrew, he's a key figure in this. It looks like he's getting all the care and support he needs, but it's going to be remarkably difficult for him.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, he's certainly had a lot of support and well wishes from everywhere. You know, he's had people and players around him for you know, the last 3 days. You know, it's always hard to know exactly what's going on inside someone's head, but I think he seems to be doing as best he can under the circumstances. I mean, the way I look at it is that it happened to be him bowling, but it's like he could have been bowling underarm and the batsman get hit by a lightning bolt. It's about as likely. So, it's just one of those things. There's nothing he could do about it. There's nothing anyone else could do about it. It's just a freak accident.
And Andrew, what is your gut feel with regard to a Thursday start, the first Test match?
Yeah, I expect it'll go ahead. I expect that, say, it's my observation so far, you know, it's a process that everybody's working through. I think people are, you know, obviously very cut up at the moment. But there'll come a time in the next few days where people want to actually get out of the house, so to speak, and play some cricket, whether that's, you know, a grade game or a training session or have a few throwdowns or whatever, and want to get back to a routine and a bit of structure and whether it's a Shield game or a Test match or a grade game, I think people will want to be playing cricket in a few days. Obviously, that's not the position right now, but, you know, in a week's time or 6 days' time, I think that's probably what people will want to do.
It's been remarkable. We've chatted to people all around the world this morning, Andrew, particularly Michael Vaughan joined us from the UK. And Philip has had a remarkable impact for a battler from Marrickville, you know, the son of a banana, from Maxville, I should say, son of a banana farmer. He's touched so many people.
He has, and he's there's a few things about him. Very, very low key, and Flaccid known as better than me, but very, very low key guy. Very polite, which goes a long way, and a hard worker, and he never whinged, you know, and that combination of things is pretty hard to resist. Somebody who's nice to everybody, who works hard at their craft to be the best they can be, and takes the rough with the smooth. So he's earned a lot of respect, obviously, with his performances as well. He's, you know, let's face it, he's the best young cricketer in Australia, or was. So, no one else has scored 26 first class centuries at his age. And, a tragic loss that he won't be able to achieve his potential in the game or as a person. And to have his folks get him this far all the way, you know, through the changing nappies and making lunches and taking him to school and throwing balls and all that stuff, and now he's now just when you think it's all going to come to fruition, it's all over. It's just unthinkably sad. It's terrible.
Good on you, mate. Well, thank you again for your time. It is ridiculously hard, and I'm with you, mate. I think the players will in the next couple of days want to get back out there and play with the spirit of Phil. For the spirit of Phil, and a tribute to Phil.
Exactly right. Thanks, mate. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Cheers.